My name is Simone Robinson, and this is my fourth year here at Maynard Jackson High School. I teach biology and IB biology. My advice to a first-year teacher is to build a rapport with the students, come in and definitely set the tone for their expectations, but to also build relationships with the students. My advice for the first day is don't show your teeth. No smiling yet. Set high expectations. Make sure that the kids understand that you are about those expectations and making sure that they succeed. So just really not overly stern, but make sure that you set a good foundation on the first day.
My name is Lydia Williams. I've been teaching for 30 years, 29 years in Atlanta Public Schools. And I teach vocal music education, and I teach chorus, piano, and music appreciation. My advice for first year teachers is basically to love your students and appreciate what you do. It will be challenging at times. However, you still must maintain the course and appreciate the student as an individual. We need to become, as the superintendent stated the other day so well, social teachers ourselves and social learners, learning how to love children and learning how to give back to children and treat them as individual people.
My name is Jacqueline Keeler, and I've been teaching at Maynard Jackson High School for 11 years. I currently teach IB literature and IB theory of knowledge. My advice for a first-year teacher is to stay strong, stay organized, stay engaged with the world and your students, and to take the interests of your students and let them be the leaders in the classroom. Let them take their interests and let that kind of guide you to the content you're going to teach. Integrate it within the content.
My name is Kenton Pope, and I've been here at Maynard Jackson for 9 years now. My advice for a first-year teacher would be to stay positive and also to seek support and don't feel as if you have to do everything on your own. You know, really access those support systems that are available to you.
I am Stephanie Johnson. I'm the very proud principal of Maynard Jackson High School. This is my 20th year as an educator, and I was a teacher, counselor, assistant principal, and principal. So my advice for first-year teachers, with the same advice as our teachers here at Maynard Jackson, is that you have to build the relationship and you have to learn how to use real-world connections in order to deliver and build for transfer of knowledge so that students will learn. But the number one thing that you've got to do if you're a first-year teacher is understand that there are practices and processes and procedures that must be in place if students are going to learn. And if you tell them your expectations, they will follow it. But you must also model it. And always just make sure that you're very firm and that you are consistent. If you are consistent with your instructional practices, consistent with your processes and with the way that you deliver every aspect of that class from bell to bell, then your students will all rise to the occasion and they will learn. And the last thing that I want to remind every teacher of is that no matter what professional development you've gone to, no matter what you've learned in the classroom, when that door closes, it is you and those kids. And what the way that you deliver instruction to those kids is going to matter in what they learn and who they're going to be later. And that is going to make a huge difference in your not just your test scores, because to be honest, it's not about testing. It's going to be about how students master those standards so that they can move forward. And the ceiling is no longer, there's no glass ceiling for them, that they'll be able to move forward and those eliminating factors won't exist that keep them away from being able to obtain their goals and dreams, such as if you want to go to Harvard, now you haven't mastered enough of the standard to make the ACT or SAT score to go through. All of that happens in the classroom. And I just want teachers to really understand what it is to be the gatekeeper of children's dreams.